From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Four laboratories linked to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog have confirmed Britain's finding that a nerve agent was used last month to poison a former Russian spy and his daughter.
The world's chemical weapons watchdog has backed Britain's analysis of the nerve agent used to poison a Russian former spy last month. The OPCW said Thursday Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned with military-grade Novichok. Britain has blamed Russia for the attack in the English town of Salisbury. But while the OPCW agreed that a state was likely involved, it didn't assign blame. Yulia Skripal, meanwhile, has turned down an offer of assistance from the Russian embassy. She said her father remains seriously ill and she's still suffering side effects of the nerve agent attack that the UK has blamed on Russia. Her statement was issued late Wednesday by British police. But the Russian embassy said it was clearly fake and strengthened its belief that Yulia Skripal has been abducted by Britain.
That is Lucy Fielder for Reuters reporting. U.S. President Trump is pushing back against a New York Times report that said he had late last year considered firing special counsel Robert Mueller, who was heading the criminal investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump is quoted as saying that if I wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by the failing New York Times, I would have fired him. Just more fake news from a biased newspaper. Mr. Trump has regularly vented his ire at Mueller's nearly two-year or year-long probe, especially this week after Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the New York office and residence of Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.